I think this is a great opportunity to give the choir and our whole worship team a round of applause because they do such a great job. I was inspired by this one over here, I think. And I think that's what Lent is truly all about. It's kind of recognizing our own faults and failings, and then recognizing the beauty of others, recognizing the talent of others, and kind of lifting them up, saying, you know, I'm such a jerk, but these people are really great, you know? Maybe not quite like that. But, you know, really just seeing our own depravity, our own humility, and raising others up. And that's sort of what Lent is all about. It's like, I can't even, you know, stop eating sweets, and, you know? And so many people are so faith-filled and so strong in their faith. You guys all given up something for Lent? Yeah, thought about things to give up. Not only just giving up things, but also doing something good for others. Great sort of examinations and seeing the ways in which we're so dependent on things, on coffee or our shopping, and kind of filling these holes in our lives, filling our these holes where only God can be, only depending on God ultimately. You know, finding that place of just depending on God completely and not filling our lives with all those other things that are just don't fulfill us. Such a great opportunity, Lent, and that imagery of Noah, of the 40 days and 40 nights of washing away everything that is not that fulfilling place, that fulfilling thing in our lives. And Jesus loves us so much that he journeys to that place with us. He journeys into the deserts of our lives. He journeys into the darkest parts of our souls in order that we might be lifted up. And our gospel so beautifully kind of illustrates that the Spirit drove him into the desert. That is to say, he didn't go on vacation into Palm Springs, you know? He's not going to Las Vegas. That's not the desert that we're talking about, to the Four Seasons, right? He's going into a place of isolation. He is suffering for our sins, the just for the unjust, the unrighteous of the righteous for the unrighteous. The innocence of Jesus is going into our sin, into our isolation, driven there by the Spirit. Not like, you know, not just look at me, I'm, you know, doing this, you know, superhero act, but God is driving him into that place, into his vocation, into the depths of the desert. Why? Not for him, but to dwell with us in our desert place, in our isolation, in our darkness. This past week was Women's Cornerstone, a 27-hour retreat where women kind of minister to women, and there's also the Men's Cornerstone. And I was blessed to be able to be present at two of the witness talks that were given at that retreat. And I was able to get past the bouncers because they are very strict, no men, you know. And I was able to get, I was able to have that privilege. One of the ladies talked about how, you know, she was confronted with the addictions of her life, and one of the counselors that really helped her assured her that she was willing to go to whatever it takes. She was willing to go to that place of vulnerability with her. She was willing to go into the desert of her soul with her. And that's the example that Jesus gives us. That he was willing to go into that desert, into our souls, in order to resurrect us, in order to heal us, in order to save us. And he also encountered those temptations as well. And the angels came and ministered to him. How did the angels come to minister to us as we enter into our deserts? Maybe that sometimes is our workplace, the deserts of our life, where it seems like all the wild animals that is described in the Gospels are kind of attacking us. Who are the angels that kind of come and strengthen us and feed us and nourish us? How is it that we can be one of those angels for someone else? How is it that we can accompany others on their way through that desert place? Those are the great opportunities of Lent, to see the ways in which Jesus is guiding us, walking with us into this place of dryness, into this place of isolation, in order that he might free us from our sin, free us from our enslavement, free us from our dependence on all these things that we try to stuff into our hearts that is only shaped for God. So let us pray that this Lent we might fall in love deeper with this Jesus Christ, who was willing to walk with us wherever he needs to, in order to resurrect our lives and free us from the enslavement of sin, free us from those dependents, those things that don't fulfill us. Let us fall in love deeper with our Savior, and let us look for the ways in which we might accompany others to a place of health, to a place of love, to a place of community, of what God would recognize as church, as love, as a great community of light, of love.